I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. The Prom is another Broadway musical about being your best self, and it's also, I bet, going to be a big hit. It's an energetic, upbeat show about a small school district that cancels its senior prom after a lesbian student plans to bring her girlfriend as her date. The parents' reaction? We'll hold a secret, private prom and keep all the details from her. That really happened in Mississippi, and the American Civil Liberties Union intervened. In the musical, the high schools in Indiana and a group of faded, failing Broadway actors intervene, primarily because they're looking for publicity that could make them heroes and recharge their careers.
We're good people. Let's show the world that we're not just vain and self-aggrandizing. All we need is a cause.
A cause celeb.
Exactly.
Hey, what about this girl from Indiana? She wanted to take her girlfriend to the high school prom and the PTA reacted by canceling it.
This is our cause.
What happens, of course, is that everything goes awry, and in a hilarious way with inventive songs by Matthew Sklar and Chad Begwalin that are too often drowned out by an overexcited orchestra. The musical's book by Begwalin and Bob Martin creates side-splitting characters drawn at delightful extremes, and the spot-on cast impeccably delivers Casey Nicholaw's fiery choreography, some of the best I've seen on Broadway in years. The Prom is at the Longacre. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.